Welcome to The Table I Built. I'm your host, Andrea Walton, and here is where we believe. Resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair. Your seat at the table is waiting. Well, today I want to shift gears a bit. Over the past few episodes, we've talked about women who've shaped me. We've talked about leadership lessons and what it means to show up as your full self, even through any trauma. But today I want to return to something that is deeply connected to my vocation, the reality of today's job market. Because right now there are millions of professionals navigating a job search that looks very different than it did just a few years ago. So the reality of the job market is a bit unnerving, right? A recent CNBC article described long-term unemployment as becoming almost the new status quo, with one job seeker describing the process as mental war. And if you're someone who's been applying for roles for months and not hearing back, that description probably resonates. And right now, here in the U.S., about 1.9 million people have been unemployed for 27 weeks or longer, which economists classify as long-term unemployment. That means roughly one out of every four unemployed Americans has been searching for work for more than 6 months, and the number continues to rise. So if you're in that position, I just want to ground you and say this: there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. It is this market. And why this market feels different. When I was serving as chief people officer during the pandemic years, we experienced what people call the great resignation, right? People could leave jobs. Companies were hiring quickly. Recruiters were moving really fast. And if you were qualified, it was very possible to land a new role in a matter of months. And that hiring environment has dramatically shifted. In 2025, total job creation slowed significantly compared with previous years. Employers added about 584,000 jobs for the entire year. So that's a steep drop. In 2024, it was 2 million jobs. And some data revisions even suggest the number could be closer to 180,000 jobs total added, which is a massive screech slowdown compared to where we were post-pandemic hiring. So what does this mean for you? It means that the hiring cycles are slower. You know, average time to fill during the post-pandemic boom, you know, was somewhere around 35, 40 days for many companies. Now it's, you know, might be longer. Competition is higher and companies are being way more cautious. And there are some hidden dynamics that I want to share that as a job seeker, you don't always see. Many companies keep job postings open to pipeline talent, even when the role is not immediately funded in the budget. Some organizations are waiting for those budget approvals. Others are evaluating restructuring or automation. And so you have situations where thousands of professionals are applying to roles that may not even be ready to hire yet. That creates a job market where we are today, where you have a lot of incredibly talented people applying, interviewing, waiting, doing projects, and waiting some more. And that can have a huge psychological impact. This is where the emotional side of the job search shows up, because you start questioning, you know, is it me? Did my skills expire? Did I make a mistake in my career? Did I go left when I should have went right? You know, and I want to say this, your value did not disappear because the market changed. Sometimes the market simply moves slower than your ambition. So I want to give you some practical tips on navigating this environment right now to keep in mind. First, reset your expectations around timing. In today's market, a professional job search may realistically take 6 to 12 months easy. Second, expand how you approach the search. Applications or praying and applying rarely works anymore. You've got to have conversations with hiring managers or recruiters, network, find out who is the person in charge, you know, log into an investor call, listen to how the business is doing, reach out to that person after the investor call. Warm introductions matter. And third, you must protect your mental health. Job searching in a tight market can feel deeply personal, but it's actually structural. And fourth, continue building your story. So what does that look like? That looks like consulting, volunteering, doing some advisory work, learning something new. All of these things keep your narrative moving forward when the market catches up or while the market catches up. And so, you know, as you sit in some of these interviews and they ask for why there's a gap, first of all, recruiters should know why there's a gap. It's the state of our economy. But also, I want you to be prepared to share, hey, while I've been interviewing, I've also been volunteering. I've also been doing some advisory work, right? And so let me encourage you to. One of the things that I believe deeply is that our careers are not linear. And so there are seasons where you're going to have a ton of acceleration, right? You're going to be getting promoted and having a lot of momentum in your job and doing all the things that you enjoy doing. And then there are seasons of waiting and silence and quiet and, you know, hurry up and wait, right? And sometimes there are seasons where resilience does become your strategy. And if you're in that season right now, hear this clearly. Your experience still matters. Your skills still matter. Your story is still unfolding. And so in closing, the job market may be slower right now, but your purpose doesn't slow down. Your value didn't diminish. Your next chapter is still being built by you. And remember, resilience is strategy. Purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. Thank you for pulling up a chair to the table I built. I'll see you in the next episode.